Welcome back to Sharing the Burden here on Whistle FM. This is Jay Rumble, the producer of Sharing the Burden. And we've got another 12 minutes, and we've got our guest host for today, Raj. So, Raj, it's over to you.
Thank you, Jason. welcome back to Whistle Radio FM. These last 10 minutes, I'm going to ask Ian to, you know, share a little bit about his relationship with his...
With Amy,
how it is, because sometimes, you know, there are people who have lost a lot to relationships, and it doesn't come back to them. You have already shared a lot with your kids, but of course your relationship with your parents and family, more importantly, as to where it stands today and what recovery has done in that aspect.
Yes, I was... thanks, Raj. I mean, sometimes I'll listen to another speaker. I'll be sharing my story with another addict or alcoholic, and I almost feel, I don't know how the word is, I'm overwhelmed with gratefulness, but at the same time I have a I don't know what the word is there, like I truly feel I was a lucky one. You know, I've met so many people along my journey that have absolutely lost everything. You know, children that swear they'll never talk to them again. Family members lost, you know. You know, so it's hard for me to say, you know, look at where I'm at. Look what's come into my life. But I truly believe if I continued going down that path of addiction, I would possibly be at that level, right? I would possibly, my children wouldn't want to talk to me again. My wife would have completely divorced me. Yes, I was separate on paper, and I did move out and lived on my own for almost 7 years. Horrible 7 years that was, mind you, but, you know, so I was lucky enough to be able to keep them. I mean, And it's not that I kept them. They kept me, is how I like to look at it. The opportunities I'm going to have in the years to come to show my gratitude. You know, we talk about gratitude as a word of action. So the action that I can do today is just staying sober another day. With that comes all the promises that have been coming true for me. You know, my ability to understand situations that used to baffle me, you know, all these different things that I never could do before, I'm able to do now. It, you know, just speaking here now, it really, I'm kind of in the back of my mind, because I got one of those brains that works a million miles an hour, and I got 1500 things going on at the same time, but I'm just thinking about, you know, when it does come time to do my proper amends and to put that stuff down on paper and then go and sit with my wife. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's but again, back to the works. I need to work. You know, I know that there's a lot of damage that's been done to her. You know, even when I was in treatment, I was distracted by another female. You know, I was vulnerable. I didn't have alcohol to fall back onto. I was, they were ripping off the Band-Aid, and I had nothing to cover it with. And I was tempted by another woman in treatment and in a co-ed treatment center. And, you know, by the grace of God, nothing ever really came down sexually, but there was a lot of emotional damage done to myself as well and to my wife. So that's stuff that we're going to have to look at as we move down this road of sobriety together. I do definitely want to get her into Al-Anon. I would like my kids to get involved in Al-Anon, because as much hurt as I have had in the past, all those, you know, 20 years I've known my wife for, I did damage for 20 years, not very badly in the beginning, but I made up for it in the end. And, you know, there's the fear from my parents. There's the fear from my wife and children that, you know, because I always say to them, I say, I can't guarantee I'm going to drink tomorrow, but I can guarantee I'm not going to drink today, because that's how I understand the program to work for me, is that it's, I only have today. yes, I have to worry about where I'm going to live, where I'm going to work, what I'm going to eat for dinner. But at the same time, I have to live in the moment and be grateful for what I have today. You know, like even in relationships in general, like, I never had any healthy male friends. Today my phone rings more than my wife's does, and, she can't believe it, you know, and it's a long process, and it will continue to be a process as we've kind of touched on, but, you know, I can't say enough about my wife and how much she's done for me and how much support I've gotten from her. And I look forward to the years that I have to come to be able to pay that back and prove and show my gratefulness in my actions. Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Ian. I can relate to a lot with that. I'm very sure that I put my ex through a lot of pain and suffering, something that she didn't deserve, but then that's part of life, right? We are parted ways. I still have my kids, but there's one word that really strikes out, and it's a huge thing for me in recovery, is being grateful for where I am today in recovery.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, even for the simplest things in life. It's like, you know, when somebody opens the door for you in the public place.
Absolutely.
And lets
yeah.
you go in through yeah. first, or somebody lets you go through drive-through first. Mm-hmm. In the coffee, when especially with the lineups that you see at Tim Hortons these days, and somebody lets you go through, it makes your day, right? It's something like this. You and I go to same rooms in Barrie, and it's yes, that slogan, yeah. Trust God, help others, clean house, sorry. Yeah. Trust God, clean house, and help others.
And help others,
and
absolutely.
That's where a lot of where you and I are going in our journey today.
Yeah, I agree with you totally there. The few little things that, you know, I can stop and smell the roses now. And, you know, that's a silly saying. Well, I think it's a silly saying sometimes. You say, well, I don't have time to stop and smell the roses. But today I do. And, it's amazing. The gifts that I come back. Yeah, it's tough. It's hard. As we've talked about, it is absolutely hard. It's not easy. But you know what? Where I was a year ago, it was a lot harder. And I don't want to go back there. So I continue doing what I have to do to enjoy the little things that are turning into bigger things very quickly for me.
It's like putting, I think, a daily mindful effort on gratitude mm-hmm. as to where we are, or basically where I am. I said, not we in the sense, but we are in the same fellowship. We actually share the same sponsor, so
yes.
in one way or the other, poor
we're
fellow.
Connected.
He's gone through a lot of rough times with the two of us, but that's the amazing thing about the program and the fellowship, and even, you know, with sharing the burden. But I don't know. I have no words to explain or describe as to what things have happened in life and the way I am and the way I'm pursuing myself to see.
Yes.
But it is one day at a time. And I see the same thing happening to you. Mm-hmm. And it's your medallion tomorrow, 1 year medallion.
It is, yes. Yeah. We're having a celebration there. But it's not for me. It's for these 12 steps. And it's for the support.
Yeah, it's a testimony Absolutely. That the fellowship does
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
And in conjunction with STB sharing the burden, because Scott runs a similar program, but it's more spiritual, but it actually blends the spiritual aspect of recovery
yes.
very nicely into this whole program, mm-hmm. and that's what I find very fruitful, and I find, you know, that's the reason why I still have the Bible and the books that he has given me, and I use it every day.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to, I'm thankful that you were able to take your time and come on the show and share your experience and strength.
It was strength
of hope, faith, and courage with all of us. I'm also grateful to Scott that he found that I was honorable enough to have him come and host the show
yeah.
in his absence. That was a
great
honor, Scott.
Great job.
And thank you very much.
and
also thanks, Jason, for taking time out of his life for today and coming.
My
in.
Pleasure, yeah.
And
yeah. Ian, so nice to meet you. Yeah.
I would like to say yes.
all the
thank
big
you,
switchboard that is there at the back.
A whole new board to learn.
Yes.
Yeah. It was an honor for me as well, guys. And thank you to Scott as well to allowing me to have to come in, and to you, Jason, and to Raj to have me here on the show. That was
our
was
pleasure.
Quite an experience.
Yeah.
And that's all from us from Whistle Radio 102.9 FM. Till we see you next time. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.